Along Interstate 80 in western Nebraska, you'll find the small town of Potter. Many people zip by the place on the four-lane highway, but others stop to honor the birthplace of something many of us know and love. I'll share the answer next on The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
In Potter, Nebraska, you'll find a business that has been here about as long as the town itself.
The Potter Sundry building was built as the Potter Pharmaceutical Company in 1914, and we were a pharmacy from about 1914 to the early 1930s when we became a sundry, which is basically the same title as an old-time grocery store and restaurant.
Misty Marsh runs the sundry today, and while that longevity is a story in itself, there is something else that truly makes this a special place.
What we're known for is we invented the tin roof flavored sundae. So we're the home of the tin roof sundae. There's tin roof flavored ice creams all over the country by big companies now. We've got Blue Bunnies, Dreyer's Ice Cream. Everyone runs a tin roof sundae. But it all started right here at the Potter Sundry.
In case you don't know,
a tin roof sundae is made up of vanilla ice cream, Hershey's chocolate syrup, chocolate ice cream, marshmallow cream, and Spanish peanuts.
One man that worked at this sundry is recognized as the inventor of that combination.
Pinky Thayer was the soda jerk at the time, the story goes, and he was inventing ice cream sundaes. Pinky said that when the peanuts hit the plate, it sounded like rain hitting our tin roof, so hence the name.
A lot of folks stop for a sundae, and Misty has a record of sorts for just how many of those sundaes she can serve in a day. The rest of the story, next time, as we travel the countryside in Potter, Nebraska. I'm Andrew McCray.